Awesome. Let's try this again. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's been a while. How are you doing? How's everyone doing?
Pretty good.
We're also live streaming on our Instagram right now, so we're talking to people and recording.
Talking to people and talking to people.
Recording to people and talking to people.
Yes. And listening to JK.
And listening to JK. This is the start of season 2 of She Freak podcast. How's everybody doing? So we're talking into microphones right now to the people who are live streaming.
It's weird because I can't hear myself.
Right. It looks really weird, but I promise we're recording like right here. How's everyone doing? Are you surviving this quarantine lockdown? We decided to supply some content since everyone's stuck at home. And we made a playlist yesterday, so that was fun. We haven't made a playlist in like forever.
Tati!
How's our... Are we coming in clear? Are we coming in clear? So this is
I thought that said Jaden Smith.
This is BTS. This is BTS. JK singing My Time. And it hurt me so much when I heard it the first time. I was just like, dear
I was so proud.
Lord I was so heaven. Proud. How's everyone doing?
Little Dean 2.0.
We're recording season 2, She Freak, episode 1.
Yeah.
We made it episodes 8. Wow.
We made eight. Episodes 8.
We made yes, 8 we episodes did. In season 1. Unpaused. Oh, no. Are we paused? Are we paused?
Guys, do you ever burp onion?
Oh my gosh, we made homemade
fuck balls. Oh, the live ended. Just save it, I suppose, and pop it back.
This is gonna like, be frustrating. This is why we don't do this, fam.
It won't mean anything to anyone listening. They'll just right. Be like, they'll just be annoyed.
Please don't be annoyed with us. We're trying our best to multitask and just give the utmost all content that we can.
I mean, yesterday I was editing a video on my computer.
Yeah.
With my headphones in, plugged in to my phone while doing edits on my phone. And I got everything done. But
didn't Dad come over and be like, what did he say to you?
You're working on your phone but looking at your computer. I go, I'm multitasking.
I'm multitasking. Oh god.
Bro.
Oh god. So yeah.
Had to.
Oh, I will. Oh, I will.
We promise.
Yes, you know.
We can actually sing. Or Nikki can actually sing.
Whoa. Lies from the devil.
Why is that a mood? Why is what a mood, Tati?
Tatiana being in a live stream is a mood. Everybody's a mood right now. Just own it.
I don't know why our connection is so shitty out here.
Yo, if it's
sat
like
stream,
that much far over.
Should I move it? Should
actually,
I try
no.
Moving?
I left it there the day I did it.
I mean, there's enough of a signal. I don't know what the problem is. Anyways, what should we talk about? Lord have mercy.
Like, no one cares.
Bro, everyone cares.
BTS changed my life by.
Wow, have you heard that new BTS record? Because yay. You should.
You should. It's not what you would expect. It's like every song's a different genre.
It's amazing.
And
it's seriously amazing.
Their growth is like laughable. It's just like, are you kidding
it's
me?
Ridiculous. It's
ridiculous.
Absolutely
beautiful.
Ridiculous.
Oh hell
this
yes.
This is hilarious.
Dude, I knew this was going to be a good playlist after the first couple of songs because someone sent Helena, and I'm going to tell you who that is.
Dude, Helena was like
a dude.
Huge MTV game changer.
Okay, this was when like we actually watched MTV as
I would sneak
kids.
Watch MTV to see
right,
this.
We weren't allowed to watch MTV when we were
because you
kids,
know what?
Because that was the devil.
Jared...
Gerard Way.
Gerard.
If you're gonna say it, you better
I was reading my bottle because it says drink cultured, and I went to say Gerard, and it came out Urid.
Urid.
No, he.
DM Projector sent this to us on Instagram.
DM Projector.
Double S. MTV used to be good. Yeah. See, and then when you would
MTV's
have to
not
wait,
even there
you'd have to sit around and wait for a music video to come back on.
Yeah.
Is this showing our age? Like, I really don't care because I am 24.
Pretty sure.
But, like,
I just graduated high school.
Dude, like, talk about a video that kind of completely changed the game and, like, was the face for emo music, I think. In my opinion, that's what My Chemical Romance was.
Absolutely.
People would debate that, like, for our generation, our era.
Yes.
Of all that stuff.
I vividly remember this music video, and
we didn't get tickets either.
Oh, fuck, what's it called? Beautiful Lie by oh, Jesus. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Ah, yes. What 30 Seconds to Mars was definitely another heavy hitter.
I don't know. No, that's not. Laugh It All Off in Your Face. What's that song? I got my shit all mixed up.
I suck at song titles.
Come break me down, bury me, I am finished with you.
Yes.
That one.
That one.
Don't come for me. God, it's been a really hard day. I can't think straight. I told Jesse my brain's been up here, and I'm pointing to, like, above my... As if I was pointing at a star, like, oh, look at that. No, my brain's been up over there trying to send signals to my head, and it's having a hard time.
Oh. Life is so difficult. Life is so difficult. But you know, bro. Nikki's.
That was funny. That
the
was funny.
Kill. That's
the kill.
What it is.
Ah,
that
sorry,
was another
that.
One. Yes.
And
those videos.
What
like,
was
talk
the
about
other, the other video they did in, like, Japan?
Right.
Is that Beautiful Lie? Because all I know is that shit.
Talk about, like.
Changed my life.
Yeah. Being iconic, like, iconic music
videos.
Those
are the only two I can, like, vividly think of right now without, like,
the hotel one. Is that the one?
I think
that's
the
kill.
Because you're like, why is he, like, making love to a teddy bear? A person in a teddy bear costume.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, what's next here? We might have to skip around because there are a lot of songs in this playlist. Oh, hell. Freaking yes. Love It If We Made It. By the 1975. Ian Swabby sent us this. Thank you, Ian. Because
Yo.
This is like the first time I heard this song.
I think I laid on the floor.
I completely stopped what I was doing. I know we've probably talked about this.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
A man
my
in
next tattoo.
A man no. A man in a teddy bear costume.
Right, everyone knows that.
But
video.
Yes. I'm just
yes.
clarifying what I said.
Yes, I understood. If you know
if
you
know,
know,
you know.
You know. I have a hair in my eyeball.
I'm having a
hard time with a hair in my eyeball.
And I love it.
Hurts
if
my
we made
fringe.
It.
I cut my fringe the other day. Skip around, but play my Rex, please. Absolutely.
Rex.
Absolutely, Tati.
Love it if we made
talk
it.
About a song that is relevant to what we're all going through right now.
Freaking cripes, bro, yeah.
Dude.
Mate. Love it if we made it.
Yes.
I got the jump straight through my bones.
I'm so envious of everyone who has seen this live already, because... like, I don't think we've seen the 1975 live.
Like, we should
haven't
have.
Seen them live
but,
in 3 years. I am
our
mad.
Fucking schedules have been just as whack.
Yes, sing it, Shamdoggo. Sing it.
Shamdog.
Shamdoggo.
Shamadog.
Shamdoggo.
Shamdoggo.
Everyone.
As in me, I am lucky.
Yes. Correct.
If we made it.
That drop into the chorus.
I love it if we made it. What?
I promise I can sing.
I love it if we made it. I just want choirs on our next record.
dude, for real.
I'm tired of having to be two people quiet. It's hard.
You know, but I think we do a pretty good job.
I think we do a pretty good job. Full of like 10 people hitting it all at one time.
I mean, yes. Yes. Because I need to hear an entire crowd scream this.
Bitch.
Because I remember, I think I saw a video from when they played this for the very first time.
Yikes.
And I was just like weeping on my phone, like while watching.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
Jesus save us. I need to hear a whole crowd say that.
Love it if we made it. I love it if we made it. Oh my god.
Hey.
I love it if we made it. It's so weird speaking into a microphone and not hearing yourself.
Yeah, it feels really stupid.
Full body ASMR is what the night is. That is absolutely correct.
Yikes.
Full body ASMR is what a 1975 show is like. Bro. I remember the first time we went to see them, we saw them in Rochester Hills at an amphitheater in May, like 2016, I think. And it was like they did their intro and everyone was standing up and I looked over at Nikki and I was like, my knees are shaking. Why are my knees shaking right now? I was just like, oh my god, I haven't felt like this in ages, like over a band. So
dude, I, if you like, of so course special. You can go hard, but I went, I jumped so fucking hard and high, higher and harder than anybody during the sound, that by the time the show was over, I got in the car and like started dry heaving because I had
like I went too hard
and I was like chewing peppermint gum, like it was the last thing I would ever do.
Oh my.
And then
God.
I had to like lay for a 3-hour car ride home because I thought I was gonna puke.
You were just like,
it was
kicked
rough.
Right back.
Dude,
just like
I was shaking. That was like,
I was like, you gonna be okay, bud?
Yeah,
you gonna be okay, bud?
One Direction cover.
Dude,
absolutely.
Yes, that is so good. That is so good. This is Heartbreaks by Josh A. and I am Jake Hill. I've never heard of these people before, but that's okay. Nick _ Matt H3S, which is maybe supposed to be
Matthews
in a clever way. Sent us this. This sounds like it's music that is very on trend right now, and that is definitely not a bad thing.
I'm not on trend right now.
Are we on trend right now? I don't even know.
Not with my music taste. Not at all. Is I?
Right, that is a good point, T. Can't knock someone's talent even if you're not a fan. They're very talented. Yes. I think that is such a solid point of view to take when it comes to music or any sort of art. Like, you don't always have to connect with it, but you can recognize that it's good, that it's talent, like that you are talented. It's not necessarily my taste, or I don't connect with it, like, you know, spiritually, because we go there
spiritually.
But yeah, I think that's pretty similar to the perspective that we take on music.
Yes.
Just in general, like when people send us stuff, it's like, oh, that's not really my cup of tea, mate. But you know, it's a good, it's good to be able to recognize talent regardless of like the genre or the style or any of that kind of stuff. I feel like there's a teensy bit of a lag. It paused again.
We could hop it.
Maybe it's because of the song we're playing. Because it's not telling us that we're paused. Are we back?
Are we back?
Are we back to the live stream? This song sounded very beautiful.
What's happening? Pause due to poor connection. Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm here for whatever this is.
This absolutely is, I think he's called Matthew. Matthew and the Atlas.
Yes.
Matthew and the Atlas. The song is called Can't You See? This is the acoustic version. demon_speedin sent us this. And demon I could tell speedin. Just by the preview that it was beautiful. We're back. Our connection is back. I could try moving.
It's too much electricity all at once.
So much electricity. I could try moving the phone. Because, like, there's a spot in our room out here that will get, like, just the right amount of signal. And then there's other spots where it just, like, won't work. So, I don't know if I should move it over or just leave it. It's like, come on. It's iPhone. It should be kicking.
Dude,
right? Shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should be. And it's a clear AF day.
It is. It was beautiful today. How is the weather where you all are at?
Yeah, what's it like?
I'm just seeing if we can get a better signal anywhere in the room. Yeah, oh, and it's gone.
This reminds me so much of Ben Howard.
Right?
And, like, fucking sounds like something that would be in Twilight.
Ah, yes, like the good Twilight soundtracks. Like, don't knock it. But,
Well, it's also, because I mentioned the other day, I listened to Robbie P singing
Cold as Fucking Sunny.
Let me sign.
That yes. song. Yes.
And I was like, how does this brother not have any, like, proper kind of music?
Dude.
Like, EP, anything.
Right.
Like,
knock the movies if you want. Totally understandable.
Bro.
But those soundtracks were awesome. You're quarantined. I don't know what the weather's like. I'm quarantined.
Good.
Look out. Just peek out the window. Just be like, hello. Is it alive out
there?
If you're
sick, make sure to open your windows. That's what Nana says.
Quarantined. Just take care of yourselves.
Don't let the.
You should still get fresh air.
Yeah, you should open your windows regardless.
Right.
Unless you like live in the city and it's not safe.
You know, make sure your fine dust count is, you know, down or smog or air pollution.
Yeah, don't be too proud or embarrassed to wear a face mask.
Yes.
If you feel more comfortable doing so, do
right.
it. Because, tell you what, I've been doing it ever since I had some serious...
Since last year.
Serious problems on tour last year.
Is this just working off of data right now? I don't even know.
Are this we song still is going to put in? Me to sleep.
Dude,
like,
I know.
I'm
it's so beautiful.
I'm slowly rocking in my chair, just like...
It's super beautiful.
Feeling all kinds of different...
I don't even know anything. Pause.
It's working.
Corona. Oh, yes. I live in New York where coronavirus cases are high. Yeah. I
wish I could mail everybody
I'd
care packages.
Probably keep myself inside as well.
Absolutely.
I would definitely. But don't worry, I did go outside yesterday for 20 minutes. Awesome.
Those 20 minutes mean...
Everything.
Everything. I'm going to write a song called 20 Minutes Outside.
Right. This is...
The Flips.
Bee's Knees by The Flips.
Dude, I'm going to just take a nap.
Right?
I've been...
This is beautiful.
This sounds like Sam Kim.
Who sent us this? Slunk39.
Slunk.
Which I think this is our friend Cameron from You and Them sent us this.
I love
They were such a good
them.
Time to play with.
Wait, the blood jiggler?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. Story time.
No, dude. Okay.
Story time.
What
you
was
just
his
said
name?
The butt
I'm
jiggler.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
His name was Derek?
Forgive me. I don't remember. I'm a horrible person.
All I know is he was the lead singer of You and Them.
Yes.
And he had a sweater on that I wanted to steal once he ripped it off. But I'm a nice person and I don't steal anymore. But no, this kid... They were awesome. And then, like, I don't know. They were just going full ham on one of their last songs. he rips his shirt off and puts his foot up on a monitor and yes. just like shook his ass.
Like twerk, but not twerk.
But like it's been a long time since I've seen that small of a boy's butt go like boing, like boing. And I got it on video.
In the least perverted way.
Yes.
It was adorable and amazing. It brought me joy.
Absolutely adorable. I got it in like a fucking boomerang or something and like started screaming. So I was like,
this is great.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, Nikki got it in the video and showed it to me and just goes, look. And I lost my mind over how amazing it was. No. Sham Doggo just said, why is no one talking about the My Sharona virus? And what is so funny is
our dad has
been doing that. My corona.
I just like have stopped watching the news, checking everything.
20 minutes outside by Loss, a song.
I'm doing it. Send me all your favorite lyrics. Send me some of your favorite words and I'll do it.
This sounds like the chillest, loveliest song.
20 minutes outside. I fucking love that. I don't know.
That's so great.
T, will you please like send me a DM and give me a whole like backstory on how your 20 minutes was.
Oh. I think this is a song that you pick next.
Is it really?
Aphrodite by Rini.
Bro.
Rini?
Tati.
Is that correct? Rini?
Rini? Rini? I think it's Rini. R-I-N-I. Because I was like, that's my name, but spelt weird, but not. But there's an R in there.
Yeah.
Yo, this kids, whatever this,
Hi everyone new, we're recording season 2, episode 1 of She Freak Podcast.
Yes, okay, cool.
Keep going.
Whatever song that this, no, whatever, like, EP this song is on.
Yes.
Front to back, it is perfection. This is my kind of music.
Yes.
Very much is. Super R&B, he's stunning.
Yeah.
I think I saw someone take a screenshot of this, and it was playing in the background of one of their stories, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Nikki finds a lot of music that way.
Yeah, people don't really know that. I do that a lot.
All I Think I Know now. Was it really?
All I Think I Know.
No. By who'd you find this from?
Oh, it was by this really lovely man. No.
Who?
This is my friend who's, he's Australian but Korean.
Oh!
And
his name's Kevin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I follow him too.
I was like, Michigan, Traverse City. He was like, no way, I went to college, blah, blah, blah.
But right.
He actually has been making music. I don't know if he produces, produces, but like.
Spoiler alert, we're playing MSU Radio at the end of April, April 30th.
Ooh.
That's going to be exciting. I wonder, I've been contemplating like how we should make the most about this. Like if we should film it or if we should live stream it, even though it's going to be on the radio. OG live streaming radio.
Yeah. OG podcast radio.
Radio.
Coming to you live.
Maybe we can hit up Sawyer. Be like, hey, Sawyer.
Hey, Sawyer. Hey, Sawyer.
Sawyer. Sawyer.
Sawyer.
And film it. I don't know. Would you guys be down for that? Would you want
to
see that?
Yeah, dude, I want to see it because I...
Just to chuck some GoPros on some all equipment.
I know
and
is
just
like
lie or get video of
Sawyer
it.
Sawyer lets me full, like, give him the bird whenever I want, and it's hilarious.
That is true.
And laughs. He's not... No,
super
actually,
hard.
He's like, stop, there's people
Sawyer
around.
Sawyer is, like, such an angel, and I think Nikki flipping people off... And him off in public makes him cringe a little,
yeah.
But he really enjoys it, I think.
Yes. I was, there's a video out there of Martin from The Hobbit. What's Martin's last name?
Right.
What's Martin's last name?
Freeman.
Because
everyone says Morgan Freeman, but it's Martin Freeman.
Yeah, that's his brother.
He's Morgan Freeman's nephew.
No, there's a video of him while filming The Hobbit. He
yes.
just like, oh my God, like evil giving the finger.
Yes.
And it blessed my life so deeply. I was like, I have to do this.
Right.
Anytime there was a camera on me.
Right.
Especially paparazzi.
Yeah. Few artists are doing live stream concerts right now. Yes. I saw with all the tours getting canceled, which is so disheartening, but like understandable at the same time. we've been keeping an eye on what we should do. We're hoping that come April 17th, we're going to be out of this whole kind of scare of quarantine and panic.
Yes.
And that people will be, you know, kind of ready to go outside and go and interact and hang out with some healthy people. But I don't even know where I was going with this. I just lost my train of thought.
I keep, like, actually spacing the fuck out. I'm so sorry.
This is a very chill song. Maybe this next song will wake us up. Yeah, it's Elevator, NCT 127.
Oh, my freaking shit.
Have you heard that new NCT 127 record?
Let me just tell you about my best friend, Mark Lee.
Holy God. Oh, shit, bro. We should have put Sit Down in this next week.
Next week, mate.
Because Sit Down is like, oh, my God. NYC schools are closing until 4:20.
Yeah, get it.
Let's just get it on 4:20. I blame social media. No, that is
social media.
A major reason for all the panic. And it's like the panic has become the pandemic instead of the actual virus here. But I think our schools are closed for 3 weeks until like the second week of April, first week of April.
Easter's.
So it's hard. I just like spit said that like I have a lisp, but it's hard to gauge what you should do. So until the venue says no, you're not going to do this, which we'll totally comply with, we've got a backup plan. But just waiting to see what happens. Closed for 2 weeks in Virginia.
Yeah. I mean, I told props to Rev Chris. Like,
dude,
the guy has changed
Rev
my life.
Chris on Instagram.
But, like,
know Korean Englishman, you know what's up.
Why, someone would probably slap me in the face and be like, you're an ignorant child, shut up. But, like, use
cringes
this period
in corner.
Of time. As healing, like everybody's essentially laid off, which sucks, and I'm sure people are just like freaking out because of that alone,
right?
But like, use this time to fucking sleep in,
right,
for a couple days, like eat proper meals throughout the day, watch movies, like actually just do nothing and relax and let your body decompress. Because
give some toilet paper to your neighbor,
yo. Like, toilet paper is not our fucking biggest problem right now.
Right. Well, it is now.
Nah, you can use a washcloth if it's that
bad.
You
can, dude. Rip up some old jeans.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you can wash that shit, and then you're not being wasteful and polluting.
Yes. So, yeah, if you're, like, freaking out, but, like, you still have food in your fridge and hot water.
Right.
And water to drink.
Right.
And a bed to sleep in. Just like fucking, woof, take a breath.
Right.
And
we'll get through it.
Yeah.
We'll get through it. This will pass.
It'll be fine.
I've been appreciating people who have been, you know, trying to find uplifting, just like something encouraging to say every day over these past, you know, couple weeks. I mean, the last week has been pretty crazy. This last week especially, I think, has been stressful for a lot of people.
I feel like this whole like first chunk of the year has been
way too stressful.
Left field.
Yeah,
super, just like everybody's in, not everybody, I'm sure some people are getting what they want, but it's,
you never know. You never know. It's just take it easy on each other, because everyone's going through it.
Yes,
you know
that too.
Everybody's going through it. Oh, Girls by the 1975.
Yeah, dude, nothing.
A classic.
Nothing makes you feel more easy
nostalgic
than this. Well, the thing is,
and just like a mood.
The reason I actually sent this song to her.
Yes.
Because this extremely talented K-pop band called IZ, capital IZ.
Capital IZ.
They fucking covered this on their Instagram TV.
I think on one of their shows.
Yeah. Well, they posted it on their
Instagram. Yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing is more adorable than hearing a Korean boy sing with an English accent. because
it was adorable.
If you were like
blew my mind.
Yeah, if you were,
that's how you learn the song.
Exactly. I was just gonna say, like, learning in a different language, you're gonna mimic the sound.
Yes.
So I thought it was adorable as well.
Yes.
Adorable as well. We had a full moon. Mercury was in retrograde. We're thriving though. Yes, absolutely, yeah. Fam. And it was Friday the 13th, so yeah, let's just cut ourselves and everyone else
a little slack.
Take a break.
Today was payday for me.
Wash your hands.
Poor people. So I got paid today. And that's something to be happy about.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
안녕.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Yeah, we're recording.
I think you better go.
Oh, the comment's not pinned there because I think we had to start over. But we're recording season 2, episode 1 of She Free.
Shouldn't she be fucking with somebody your age?
Love it. Dude, I listened
our
to
whole
this
generation
song so much in like 2016. Over. This record.
Yo. I'm pretty sure when Jesse and I first like found,
I'm like too
old
to
say that.
I don't
even know
how
we found the 1975.
The 1975 found us.
Yes, there you go. But
no, I heard Robbers. That's how it started.
Okay, yeah. Guitar Session Centers.
Yeah.
The amount of like live shows that Jesse and I invested our nights in watching on YouTube, like some of my favorite fucking sets. But I wasn't even there for, but are on YouTube
right.
for the 1975.
Oh my god, so good.
Yo.
So good.
T, I'll pay you with love.
With more music.
And
we're
adoration.
Gonna pay you with more music.
Yes.
Which is happening very soon. Who has saved Soft Boy?
Who's saved Soft Boy?
Raise your hand.
I really did though.
I really
because
did.
Because I
too.
Had to figure out how the fuck to do it. So
go pre-save Soft Boy on Spotify right now. Hail Your Highness. Search Hail Your Highness.
H-A-H-A-I-L space.
Actually, no. You have to follow the link.
Oh, for the love of God.
Go to any of our bios anywhere and just follow it and save it.
Hi, AJ. AJ.
I need to see them live. Their YouTube vids kill. Yeah. If you have a chance to go see the 1975 live,
and this was before they even had shit. Like the whole
right.
lights and all
it was
that.
Just
this
the box.
Was just
they just had the box. Yeah. The rectangle.
Yeah.
But yeah, their light show is one of the most
it's like two shows in one
things I've ever seen. Next to seeing BTS live. We gag a lot now as like a good thing. Like if something is amazing,
no,
we just
you
gag.
Know, you also
it's don't.
You
it's
go
bad.
Woof.
Or woof. Which I've seen that kind of picking up on the internet.
Yeah, well, fucking creds to me. All you freaking trendy bitch ass children saying woof. It me who came up with it.
Gagging.
Actually, no, I'll give full credit to Kevin from Home Alone going buzz your girlfriend woof
Macaulay Culkin
but
even though it's that's
you know.
Used for a bad way
it is but like I started seeing really attractive people that I liked and going woof so
oh
I,
god
I don't know
oh that's
it
funny.
Felt right if it feels right
this song is called And It's All Right by Peter Broderick
it
and who sent us this
fucking beautiful
I hope I don't butcher this. Neras Music.
Neras?
N-E-R-A-S. Neras?
Neras?
Neras. Neras Music.
N-E-R-A-S.
It sounded like a really pretty
music.
Song. Really pretty song.
LMFAO.
I don't know how much of a lag is on the live stream right now, so we're probably like 10, 20 seconds behind. They're just now thinking that we're funny and we're just being bored. I wanted people to send like not necessarily chill songs but like songs that were helping them
comforting songs.
Get through this whole craziness so a lot of these songs are really beautiful and then just like the random hype songs
for sure
which are good you can listen to this playlist on our Spotify right now it's on our artist page in our playlist section it's under we've officially kind of like switched over streaming Sundays to She Freak podcast playlists
SFPP
that coincide with whatever episode we're
who
on
who else googled at PP
so this is this is episode 1 Happy
this
one.
Sounds like a beautiful song.
That sounds like something you would see happening in a K-drama. And
oh, K-dramas.
They're both, like, having a hard time, and they both, like, just meet and go take a snug
in
someone's apartment and just
everyone has Netflix, right?
There.
Everyone has Netflix, right?
Pee-pee.
So yeah, there's about 25-30 seconds of a lag here.
Who else
that's
calls
okay.
Their dog Booby and Pee-pee though? But like
oh
actually saying
my God.
Baby, but it comes out like hi Pee-pee.
Like Booby.
Hey Booby.
Like poopy. Like yeah. Poopy butt, but poopy.
Yeah.
Just,
I don't know.
Anyways.
Sorry.
There are two Korean dramas on Netflix right now that ruined everything.
Bro.
One was called Crash Landing on You.
Nope.
Don't let the name turn you off. Like, Korean dramas, like, the names are kind of goofy, kind
of
silly.
The English version
of the translation. Yeah.
Are, yes.
So don't
sometimes.
Let names, like, make you think that's going to be goofy, because holy shit, that show was amazing. And then Itaewon Class.
Itaewon!
Oh my God.
My ooh. Boyfriend's in that one.
Yesterday's episode?
No, I don't.
I don't want to speak about it right now.
Bro, it
even
will take you
exactly
back to
doing.
Episode one, and it will just
gut
break
you
in two.
Gutted. That first episode, like, that is
how
you lock an audience, though. Like, seriously, that was one of the most amazing first episodes of a TV show
dude,
that I've
first two
ever
episodes
seen,
were, like, fucking
bro.
Out of control.
Yes, I have Netflix. So we just talked about Netflix. And what is ruining us. There are so many amazing Korean dramas on Netflix. I know we've talked about Memories of the Alhambra.
Yeah.
If you have not watched.
If you're a gamer.
Memories of the Alhambra.
Put that on.
Oh my God. Not even just like if you're interested in anything like VR, like virtual reality.
Yes.
Video games. Yes. But it is and isn't about that. So clever, so cool. I wept.
Also, my best friend Chanyeol's in
you
it.
You have a man's Nikki. I'm watching the show now. Yes.
Really?
Itaewon Class
yeah.
is Nikki's man's. Why does he get to be?
I want one too, bro. You want me to write down your list of mans right now? Bitch, I will. His name's Park Seo Junie. He's a beautiful, tall human being.
Absolutely beautiful.
Memories of the Alhambra.
Alhambra. A-L-H. No, A-L-H. Alhambra. It's absolutely amazing. Like, don't.
It'll be a really good distraction right now.
It'll be an amazing distraction right
really
now.
Good.
Memories of the Alhambra.
Don't be.
A-L-H-A-M-B-R-A.
Don't be intimidated
by
the subtitles. Language or by subtitles
right.
because
it's worth it. It's so worth it.
Yeah.
And it may come across like, I'm trying to remember if it seems, it takes a complete change like halfway through.
Yes.
Just stay with it. It's so great. This song is called See Through by the band Camino. And this took me a second. Our friend Jay Payton 114 sent us this.
Yeah.
He was the drummer for You're Letting the Light In. He was at our Fort Wayne show.
Brain.
Super cool dude. So kind. He was wearing a shirt.
Oh, he's tall.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about. Yeah.
Alhambra. Yes. Memories of the Alhambra. This chorus slaps. I love choruses like this.
Can you imagine?
Shh. Oh, Nikki just gave away a. Big
you
spoiler.
Didn't say anything, no one would fucking know.
I cannot not say anything. Don't you know who I am? This is a really great song. I want to like jam this.
Jam it. Jam band.
I want to like jam this.
Jam it. Okay, jam and jam though.
Jam and jam.
Wait, okay. Jam like we're jamming guitars.
Yeah.
Jam like I fucking jammed my hand.
Yes.
I jammed my finger in a car door.
And jam like jelly.
And jam like jelly.
All spelled the same.
Wow. American language, fam.
That's why they say it's so difficult to learn. But like Korean is also very hard because there's similar like five different ways to say something for different reasons. Like, yay.
Seojun.
Nay.
Trial.
Day.
Whoops.
Whoops. Well.
What?
Did you just say, what did you say? Seojun. Trial. Trial.
Yes.
Chew a whale. Don't do that.
If you
sibling
mean
sibling fight. Our fights just get really yelly and dumb. And then we're just like, okay, cool.
I, like, in real time?
I guess so.
No, you, we, no.
Pardon? You better calm down. Excuse me.
I'm pretty sure.
We get stupid.
It's fine.
It's cool.
It's always fine.
This is a great song.
It's always fine.
Eric Satie.
Whoa, Jim No Pan.
Jim.
Number one.
Gymnopedy, number one. I think this is like a piano.
Instrumental.
Score. It sounded very beautiful.
I need a piano in my life.
Who's, if anyone has a piano, please send it to Nikki.
Please.
P.O. Box. Marty, our friend Marty Fischetti sent
Martin.
Us this.
Martin.
It's been a while, Marty. Haven't seen you in a bit. Hope you're doing well.
Martin, how many siblings do y'all have?
This is a complicated question.
I can't count.
It's not me and Nikki. We're two.
It's not me and Nikki.
It's not. No, I said it's me and Nikki. That's it.
It's just a lot of people don't even think Jesse and I are siblings, and it really hurts. Like, yeah. When we were little, we were twins, like, all the time. Even up into our, like, mid-teen ages.
Yes, in our scene, emo days, we had, like, similar haircuts. And everyone would always be
mullets.
Like,
oh my god, are you twins?
And I'm just like,
do you remember
no.
when we were at like the fucking holiday?
Yeah, I was just thinking
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude, why I does that stick out that. In my mind like as the one time? And it was so irritating when the way it happened.
Right,
and
I don't
we
know.
We were like, no, we're fucking individuals.
3 years
Take
apart.
Our order. Sorry.
3 years apart, but should have been born at the same time, I guess.
Yeah.
Nikki looks like dad. I look like mom.
Yeah, but dad has the good face and I have the not reflected face in the mirror.
I just have a combination of faces, I guess. But personality wise.
Oh, God. What?
I am my father.
It's funny because I'm like probably 70% my mother and the rest my father, just because like sometimes my mom's like, what the hell? You're your dad.
Wish I had a piano to send you. Yes.
I wish I had
this
$1 million to send
and
you.
Beautiful. Oh my god. Here's your Rex tea, Sugar, featuring Dua Lipa by Brock Hampton.
Let's bop off. Is that a papa?
Let's brock off? Is that what you just said?
Let's brock off. No, I said let's bop off.
We have lovely bop faces. Off. Thank you. I struggle still sometimes with my
face. I don't look
face.
In the mirror.
I've learned to accept that I don't have enough money to make myself look the way
not
I would
yet.
Want to.
Not yet. But we're going to be getting them expensive facials piece soon.
Ooh.
I hope no one's offended or annoyed that I talk like that. I'm so sorry.
There is a Dua Lipa song. I don't know. Like, she can sing. And some of her songs are such fucking jams, and there's a couple that I've heard recently.
She
Sorry,
performed
my neck
it.
Hurts really bad.
She performed it at the Asian Music Awards, didn't
yeah,
she?
It was Melon. It was MMA's. Yeah. That stands for Melon Music Awards, not actual fighting.
I like Melon.
And that song was fucking awesome. And then there was
one.
There's a TikTok challenge one that is really good, too. Which, how do you do TikTok challenges?
I actually watched a girl on...
I have one. But
no, what's
only
her
like
name? Ashley. Best Dressed is her handle.
Yeah.
She's a really funny 21-year-old turd who's wonderful. she's
wonderful.
She's just wonderful. She really is. But she...
Not offended.
She was like, I'm way too old to have TikTok. And I'm like, 21 is
21?
Not fucking old. I'm like, oh my God, you're 5. Calm down. Like, you can
Lord.
Have a TikTok.
If you're in your early 20s, just enjoy it and continue to be young.
Oh my
just
God.
Be young.
Just be young forever, please. But she was like, I became a TikTok girl and like made a whole video.
and like the whole vibe of like,
if you like it, just do it and have fun.
And she did a dance, and like, it was adorable watching her like learn the whole thing and like do her makeup.
I mean, we could probably do it if we wanted to.
Oh, dude, I got rhythm, bitch. I could smash shit. I have no doubt. But she more or less touched on a lot of things on like,
at 45 minutes.
Why men make fun of young women who do things like that. Like,
yeah.
That's just a stupid, like, white girl thing to do. But, like, a man liking...
Year five, I'm dead.
A man liking football or liking video games on the internet is normal.
Right, exactly.
And, like, the way she explained it was probably too elaborate. I don't know. But, like... I appreciated her being like, just fucking...
absolutely. Who fucking cares? If you enjoy it and it's not hurting anyone,
yes.
Do it.
Yes.
You know, do it. T, you also sent this one. We're gonna...
Someone told me to cover this song exactly just yesterday.
That's so funny.
Actually, it was from 4 years ago, but I replied to the comment just yesterday.
Oh my God, that's funny. Nikki's been going through all of her YouTube comments and like actually being a YouTuber.
Oh my God, like fuck
and
that.
I'm gonna reply to my comments.
I like the thought of like...
What if I really talked like that?
Thank God you don't, because we would not be best friends. No, I like the thought of people who have like invested so much time in my YouTube channel that I don't even really know about, because I never paid attention to comments. I was too scared to.
10,000 subscribers.
It's cool. It's not about that. I like the thought of
we don't even have 1,000. Please go subscribe to Hail Your Highness on YouTube real quick. Go for it.
This is why I don't talk in interviews.
Just plug in shit. Go for it, bro.
I love the thought of my name popping up in the inbox after 4, 8, 10 years and me just being like, I love you so much, I hope you're doing well. And then people are just so like so overly amazing and lovely, and I just like having conversations with complete strangers sometimes. Yeah. But
sometimes don't be weird, don't be creepy, don't be a perv.
Exactly. But it's just
safe
like,
with me.
Safe with me always.
We need to have a whole podcast just on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah, you got rhythm.
Rhythm.
Bro, I was born in the wrong body.
Not necessarily.
Well,
just
because
what you'd rather be.
I'd rather be a fly ass Asian bro.
Korean and hot.
Yeah. Like Ivan.
Because it's true.
With fake tattoos.
Ivan is from Malaysia.
He's still Asian. Yeah. I said Asian.
Dude, Asian people are beautiful. Asian. Everyone's beautiful. This is Paris. Dead weight.
Yeah. Saw the video for this the other day.
There's a video for it?
Yes. Huh. I mean, Lynn's just exercising whatever she's got going on. And that's healthy.
I'm just confused as to why she's on all the artwork.
It might just...
Is it just Lynn now? So I haven't been up on Paris in a really long time, so don't hate me. I'm not educated.
For now, it might be.
I'm not educated, so that's when I just keep my mouth shut. This seems...
Oh, no.
It sounds like something...
She should have went... I'm getting older.
Older instead of colder.
It would have hit me. Because we know she's cold. Like, we all know everybody's cold.
Ooh. I'm dancing in our live right now.
This kind of reminds me of a Banks song.
Ah, so I was trying to think of who it reminded me of.
Kind of that.
Kind of like Metric.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like, everyone's getting real into this talky sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Which I understand when you've been in it for a while and your vocal cords are,
not agreeing with you.
Yeah, you gotta do what you can. So...
It kind of reminds me a little bit of like the older stuff off of their first full length. Her melodies and stuff in the verses there. This is like the second time I've heard this, so.
Metric, yes, Metric is the shit, bro. I'm trying to think of some of those other bands that I used to listen to or was like really into. They're like
What's the band with the album with
7 years ago?
Pretty Wolf and Flowers.
Oh,
on
the
it.
Joy Formidable.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a very vibe to that kind of stuff. You know?
I mean, they are playing or did play with Halsey, so you know it's going to get weird there for
a minute. Oh, shit, man. I want to go on tour with Halsey.
Bro, bring it on.
Halsey, girl, hit us up. I mean, yeah, she had Pale Waves out with her. And now Paris.
Yeah. Also Harry Styles.
HYH is ready. Just saying.
Also, BTS's backing band.
Oh, my God.
Collab?
Former Vandal. We played with Former Vandal.
Yes.
Sorry, we're getting up close to an hour here. We're going to get bumped off the live stream. We played with Former Vandal back in February, and they were amazing.
They made me feel like shit.
Because didn't have a great night that night.
No, we didn't. And they were great.
They were so great.
They were
great.
So on it.
I felt... inadequate.
Uh-huh. Oh, for sure.
Which sometimes is necessary. Like, not that we think we're the shit all the time, but, like, you know, bring yourself back down.
It's not that great. Unpopular opinions.
Unpopular opinion. I don't like Haley's new album, Unpopular Opinion. It's not that great.
Yo, it freaked me out. It freaked me out.
I can see why people wouldn't connect with it. I get it.
After what she went through, fucking sing whatever you want, baby.
All the power.
All the power.
I think it's cool that she's taken such a different approach with her vocal styling.
Yeah.
I think people were probably expecting her to do, like, the soaring, crazy range stuff that she does with Paramore. And I can tell you, that is not easy to do all the time. And you have to give yourself a rest or, like, come up with a new, different way to, like, still be true to your vocal
tone. Navigate your vocal cords.
But kind of sit in a different range. I understand why people wouldn't connect with it.
Yeah.
Like, there's some heavy material in there, and it's different, which is cool.
Hugely different.
It's cool, but like, I totally get it.
You gotta, like, her...
Halsey. No. I was talking about Halsey. Okay. Did I read that wrong?
Wait.
We said Halsey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Halsey. I was thinking Haley.
Oh.
I saw Haley.
Haley Williams is what we saw.
I don't know why I saw Haley. Halsey.
Because we just recently invested in that a little bit.
I don't know why I saw Haley. Because
I can't
My
read
bad.
That far away.
My bad.
Halsey. Yeah, I've never listened to a full record of hers.
I haven't listened to Halsey's record.
I've only ever listened to songs. Just because, like...
I love her as a person.
Yeah.
Again, don't quite connect musically. Haley's stuff isn't bad, but I do like Haley's new stuff. Paramore is my favorite band on the planet.
Yo.
Yes, agreed. And agreed. No, I loved the approach that she took with the storyline for those videos.
Yes.
Simmer Down.
Yeah.
Leave It Alone. And Cinnamon. I think.
Yo.
Dude, those videos are dope.
Just know, for future refs, I'm dancing in videos.
If Haley can do it, Hail Your Highness
Just
can
saying.
Do it.
look out for that one.
Look out for that one. All right. What do we get into? DJ, DS, and Dijon. This
Mustard.
Song is called Magic Loop. This is the last one. Underscore little underscore fangs, which I think is one
of
our little
Will
Heights. Will
Height.
We love our fams.
The cutest little
Yeah, this
nug.
Is the last one. So
it's our last one.
This is our last song on the playlist. I don't know why I just talked like that. Please forgive me.
So,
like,
a
if
lot
you
of
know,
people
you know.
Okay, what's happening? And
I'll
then
do
I'll
the
say.
Choreo for all future HYH videos.
Fucking yes.
Please choreograph us. We are ready.
Or
and
T,
willing.
Do you mean you'll dance? Or you're going to choreograph us?
Choreograph us.
I'll take all the choreo.
I also have a dilemma. This is my dilemma during coronavirus lockdown is my hair.
I don't even know what I was going to talk about, but it was pretty important.
Choreographing. You were talking about choreographing.
It wasn't even that, but now we're on to hair, so here we go. Should Jesse shave her sides and cut her bangs back? I know what I was going to say.
Go for it. Jesus Christ.
A lot of people don't know, like, that I'm not English, like from London or something, because I articulate speaking more fluently when I flow in and out of speaking English, American, whatever.
In and out.
And then recently, Korean has become a huge part of my language, so it's a whole fucking ugly ass sound of me speaking. Sorry for being me. Never.
I think I said that right. Please don't hate me. I'm trying.
Oh, hell no. I ain't dancing Nikki. Girl, what the hell are you going to do?
She said she was going to choreograph us. But she's going to send us choreo.
What are you going
to
do when we're in Times Square together and I got my boombox and it's you and me?
I guess I don't equate into this.
You're holding the phone recording.
Oh, I just hold the phone. Hold the phone.
Someone has to, or else it'll...
The ground.
I will levitate my phone, and you can be part of this.
I have rhythm, too.
I know you have rhythm. You're going to dance
it's
in Times Square.
Curvy rhythm, okay? I have curvy rhythm.
Well, I don't know what just happened.
I think the song went into a drop.
I think my blood sugar's dropping, too, and I need a snack.
We should probably...
Anyway.
Was that it?
OMF.
I think that was it. That is the end of our
playlist. Sorry, I just yelled. I guess I won't have a choice in that instance. You'll have a choice. You don't have to dance.
That is our first episode of season 2. Holy crap.
Wow, it done.
It's done. That kind of went by fast, but we went for like a freaking hour. I never know how long these podcasts should be. Like, do you listen to these? Do you enjoy these?
I don't care.
Is this content that you care about?
Are we all dropping? Like, pop, like, dropping
it? Pop, lock, and drop it.
Dropping it low? I can't do that. My knees don't work that way anymore.
That's a true story. But we have talked about filming these instead of live streaming. Like,
filming
it
to
put
on
YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Do we jump on that bandwagon?
I think if we did that, we should maybe keep them a little shorter at first.
Like, dude, Namos are like 45 minutes to an hour.
Fucking superstar turd ass.
I know, but fake it till you make it, right? Make the people believe it's bigger than it actually is.
Eric, if you ever hear me say that, just know I...
All with love.
I love you.
We love Eric Nam.
And I love you, okay? I watch you do fucking your face cream
and lotions, really sad.
I was in awe.
We couldn't go see him in February.
How beautiful you are. It's no biggie. I'm not being mean. Eric, I love you. You're a Scorpio. I'm fucking Leo. We're oil and water. Fight in every corner. I don't know, but we love each other because we're best friends, right? I don't know. It's been an hour.
Yeah.
With just water. I need help.
Nikki needs food. So yeah, we're going to hop off here and thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to try and stay consistent with these. Tooting.
I know. Tooning. I just heard differently.
We're going to do a whole segment on what Nikki says and what Jesse hears Nikki saying.
Yeah, dude. We're just going to start making a list.
Follow Nikki.
Because last night she was making ramen and she goes, "Are you hot yet, bitch?" And I was like, "Me, every morning." And she goes, "No, my ramen's not hot yet." And then, like, stuck her chopsticks in the microwave and was like, "Oh, it's done!"
Well, they're metal chopsticks, so it was, like, extra hot.
That's fine.
Anyways, we're going to be done. We're going to try and keep these consistent, even though we're about to get stupid busy again.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, just do all things for all people.
All things for Christ Jesus. Who strengthens me.
And BTS.
I'll be with you. Dude, shit you not. We have a flag in our front yard, and I go, "Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all." K-pop.
K-pop. Did you really?
Yeah, and then I walked away.
That's amazing.
Giggling.
I appreciate that.
Don't know what's wrong with me.
Mm, it's good. It's good. It's good content.
We're good. I'm good.
Yeah. Pre-save Softboy on Spotify. Make sure you're following us on all the socials.
Drink
at
water.
HYH Band.
Get outside.
Wash your hands.
And then put lotion on.
It's going to be okay. We're going to get through it.
Just don't touch your face until you get home.
Or your nose.
Or your nose. Like, don't touch your
Wear
face.
Wear gloves when you go outside.
Wear gloves. Essentially, just put
it's
on a plastic bag.
Going to be good. Oh, my God. A bunch of people just jumped in. We're getting ready to say bye.
I mean, we can stop the recording.
Hi,
because
everybody.
It's fucking 60
Squad,
minutes.
What's good? You sisters rock.
All right.
All right. We're going to stop our recording.
Okay,
Thank
love
you for
you.
Listening.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.